What's up, Fit Fam? Coach Rye from Team Flex. We're back with another episode of Rye Rant Radio. And today I want to rant about something that is just the most rant-worthy topic I could really think of. And it's because I went on actually a comment rant on Instagram this past weekend. So there was an incident that happened with a bunch of different competitors at a bodybuilding show that was being presented, and the comments went wild. So let me give you a little context first and a little bit of background on this. Obviously, when you're looking at competitions in the bodybuilding world, and I'm talking about all divisions, it could be women's divisions, you know, bikini wellness figure, it could be men's divisions, classic physique, whatever, bodybuilding, you know, men's physique, whatever, any divisions, right? There's a wide scope of competitors that participate depending on actually where they're at in their journey, right? So there's basically in the NPC and the IFBB, they've built a ladder for people from day one, first competition, all the way to IFBB Pro, Olympia, and everything with that, right? So realistically, you could go to a competition as a new competitor, and it could be your very first time, and you could compete novice, and that's it. You could compete true novice, and that's it. You could, you know, go to open. You could do whatever you want, but there's a ladder, right? So what this means in the NPC and NPC worldwide, basically, is there's a wide variety of competitors that are out there, like a very dramatic difference in, you know, somebody could show up looking this way, somebody could show up looking that way. Some people show up looking like, yes, it's definitely their first competition. Some show up looking like they should already have a pro card, right? So there's just a wide variance of competitors that go to these shows and that will get on stage. And that's not a bad thing. However, what happened this past weekend was there were some photos being posted of classes from actual competitions, right? And the comments were going wild with people looking at these things and saying, this person's clearly not at the right thing. They should not have competed. They have too much body fat. They're not muscular enough. They shouldn't even be on this stage. It's a disgrace to bodybuilding. It's a disgrace to the sport. It's a disgrace to competitors. And, you know, I saw this initially being posted and I didn't think anything of it. And then I look at the comments, right? And the comments were full of these statements by these people, and the comments were going wild, because normally when you see any kind of call out from an amateur show, there's like one or two comments, and it's going to be somebody's friend or family or their coach out there like cheering them on. These posts had, you know, hundreds and hundreds of comments deep. And basically all of the comments were these people out there trash talking these competitors on stage. So I actually got into, at that point, a real deal rant, and I went and commented some shit, which is something I normally don't do, but I was just like, what the fuck is wrong with people right now? So now we're talking about it on here, but, I just want to go into this a little bit more in depth in the actual podcast and talk about why I think this is such a big fucking deal. So I went and commented, by the way, everybody, do you realize what the fuck you're doing to this sport when you go comment this shit, right? Because when you make the whole stigma that you have to be this, you have to be that, you have to look like this, you have to look like that, that means people quit fucking competing. Yes, there is criteria, you guys. I'm not talking about the rules. I'm not talking about criteria for these divisions. Obviously, those things are the basics. We know that. You do have to have certain things to be able to compete. It's just the way it is. However, the rules do not go into you must be at this level of body fat. You must have lost this much weight. You must have this amount of muscle if we test you on a thing. They don't do that. That's not the thing, right? So bodybuilding, again, is all aesthetics. Judges don't give a shit about what you did for your training, for your cardio, how you did any of this stuff. They're looking at what's on stage. So again, you know, there is no rule to say you have to be at this certain percentage body fat, everything else, right? And you know what? The judging still happens the same way. If you show up with considerably more body fat, you know, you're going to get, that's going to be your feedback, and that's going to be your scoring. It's not to say that everybody can just show up looking whatever way. But here's the thing with all these bodybuilding shows, right? There's going to be a winner, there's going to be a loser, and there's going to be all kinds of places between that. That's just the way it is, right? It's how the sport works. But you know how else it works? It can only work by who shows up at the events. So that's the interesting piece. It's not like, oh yeah, well, every single competition we have exactly these people that are going to, no, it's not how it works. Anybody can show up with any type of look, and there has to be placings dictated out of that pool of competitors. So to me, it just is mind-boggling that people don't understand that to that degree, that, you know, there's going to be a wide variety of people that are going to show up or don't at events, right? There's some events that got huge classes where they're going to have, you know, 20 competitors in it, and there's going to be some that have four or five, and that's just the way it is, right? Because there's a lot of bodybuilding shows, and they happen in a lot of different places, and the real root of what I'm saying here and getting to finally is, does it fucking matter who actually shows up and what they do, and why the fuck does it matter to you on Instagram or anything else, right? Like, and the whole comments and everything else were saying basically it's a diss to the sport. It puts our sport down. You know, these people are disrespecting other athletes that worked harder and all these things that I would see on there. And it was just blowing my mind that people literally have this perspective. And a lot of them do, because even the ones that didn't comment, you know, they're getting likes on their comments, and there's coaches in there trash talking. I'm like, well, what the fuck is going on with bodybuilding then? If this is what you think, like, in order to be at the sport, you have to be fucking great. Come on now. Nobody will ever start then. The people that go the furthest in this sport, some of the people that have gone to the top, got a pro card and everything else, they're people that started, you know, at very, very bad parts of their journey. Could have been very, very overweight. Could have been a drug addict. Could have been an alcoholic. Could have, you know, had an eating disorder. Could have had all types of issues that they defeated and had to take that first step, which is their first competition, right? A lot of people, a lot of pros, a lot of any competitors you could pay attention to have had these crazy journeys where if you looked back on them on the first competition and you said, you know what, you can't compete, where the fuck would they be today, right? That's the whole thing. So it's honestly such a joke and such a bullshit thing that people think that they can have opinion to that degree. And some of the comments came back at me, right? Because I post my shit, and it did get some likes, but it also got some haters that I had to continue to argue with. And, you know, I got my own messages from some people going more in depth with their opinion and how it's bad for the sport. And I just don't understand in any rationality how it is bad for the sport to say that, you know what, here's a sport where you better yourself. You better yourself physically, mentally, and you're going to continue to do that and make it a focus of your life no matter what. You also have the opportunity to compete whenever the fuck you want, by the way. You can compete any damn time you want to. You can go to stage and compete. And you know what? If you end up going to a big show with a lot of very, very competitive competitors, you won't win. And that's just fine. And, you know, maybe you get to a show and there's not as many people and you do all right. And that's just fine too. Or maybe you're the only motherfucker in your class. And so by default, you win. You're a class. Well, you know what? You still win because you're the only motherfucker that showed up, right? You are the only one that did your shit and showed up. And it doesn't matter what level you did that, how long your prep was, how much cardio you did, how hard you dieted, how many weights you lifted. It doesn't fucking matter. You're the one on stage that day. You're the one that has shown up. You're the one that got there. So no matter if it's one in your class or 20 fucking five, you win, motherfucker, right? Like, that's the root. You got to understand this, people. And I mean, I'm not talking about these people that do this in a bad way at all. I think you should compete at any level because to me, it's a stepping stone. You know, if you go get to stage and you look back on your stuff and you're like, yeah, you know what, I actually do need to be leaner. And I did hear some feedback from the judges because I got fucking judges feedback and they said you need to be leaner. Great, well, I'm gonna be leaner now. But that first step, why would you nix that, right? Like, why would you just say no, there is no first step? Because the people that say there is no first step are the fucking people that stay on the couch. They're the people that stay alcoholics. They're the people that stay drug addicts. They're the people that stay with eating disorders. They're people that stay obese. They're the people that don't ever go out into this sport and do anything, right? And so, you know, what ends up happening ultimately, and I've been ranting pretty hard about this, I didn't even go into full details of my comment, but you end up killing the sport, and you kill the sport by talking shit about people that compete at the amateur level, especially because what ends up happening is then all the other people on the outside that have thought about it, they got this little itch in their mind that said, you know what, maybe I will try to lose 100 pounds and get to stage. Maybe I will kick the fucking booze and get to stage. Maybe I will try to fix my eating disorder and build some muscle. Maybe I will do these things. They say no fucking way because look what happens. As soon as the pictures come up, people are in the fucking comments, thousands of them, hundreds of them, talking shit, saying you're not good enough, saying that I shouldn't be there. and they never go, which means, you know what? The whole sport dies. Everything dies. Competitors stop competing. Shows stop happening. Coaches stop having people to coach. Spectators can't watch shows. The sport is gone. And that means less and less opportunities for all of you out there that think you're better than everybody because you already did compete or whatever the fuck. These coaches that think they're, you know, this godsends of what they're doing on earth, you know, all these people, you get less too. Don't forget all the times that all these competitors stop competing because they can't, because of the stigma that you go and create about the sport, they die. That's it, right? It's the end of the story. The whole fucking shows go away, everything. The whole sport, evolutionarily, if we looked at it, like 10 years, where are we at then? 20 years, where are we at then, right? Like, if you damn well kill off the entire need for people to want to even do this, it's gone. We already don't have, like, mainstream media broadcasts. We are, like, one of the only sports in the world that is not on ESPN. You can watch the most obscure, weird shit sports on main networks. You can't watch bodybuilding. So you know what you should do? If you love this sport, you love what you do, remember this journey is for you, and what you want to bring the stage, go fucking ahead. If you think you have to be a certain body fat, you think you have to be a certain muscularity, you think you should have a certain look, then go fucking get it, go fucking compete, and do that for yourself, and fuck off with your opinion about anybody else and anything else they're doing. At the bottom line, this sport is individual. It is about you, your journey. You don't need to come up with opinions about everybody else's. You don't need to get in people's comments and say you look a certain way. You don't need to fucking do that. And if you do, I'm gonna be honest with you. It's because you got insecurities within your damn self that you probably should go correct with fucking bodybuilding. So go do it. Go get better physically. Go get better mentally. Go do that repeatedly and fucking support, if anything, or just stay in your own lane. I don't even care if you go out of your way to support everybody else. I think that in some other ways is bullshit too. Toxic too, to go out there and hoorah fucking everybody. Don't do that either. You know what? Stay in your fucking lane. Get better. Do what you need to do. And that's it. Don't fucking go, you know, trash people. Don't fucking falsely go hype people up either. Just do better yourself. It's not that hard. I mean, at the end of the day, this sport, again, is all created in an individual mindset. It's created with the idea that you have a goal that you're going to achieve, and then you build upon it, and you do that forever. Bodybuilding should enhance your life, should make your life better. That is what it should be doing at the root of everything. And so, you know what? If you take anybody on any stage and they've done those things, they deserve to be there. Anybody can fucking compete. What you think or not does not fucking matter. So, you know what? At the end of the day, you guys, I hope that this rant makes sense to you in a way, because there were so many people that it did not. My comments made no sense, and I was getting constant messages about, and just the sheer amount of people that went and commented anyway. And I guess this is just the way that social media is, you know? I guess that's how it is now, where people talk shit. There's probably going to be people talking shit on this video or this podcast, wherever this ends up. And you know what? At the end of the day, I would tell you this. Remember what the fuck you're doing, and remember why you're doing it. Remember what this is really fucking about. Like, if you go into all of this with the idea that your goal is to compete and trash talk as many people as possible while you do it, you are killing your own opportunities to eventually compete, because you're killing our sport. So there you go, guys. That's my opinion. I want to know what you think. You know, drop it in the comments wherever you're listening to this. If this is on YouTube or something like that, put it in the comments. Let me know what you think. You know, I think we need to do better in bodybuilding. I think that the reason that bodybuilding is in the place it is, where it's not as mainstream as it could be, is because of shit like this. And nobody's saying we should do better. So let's do better to fucking gather, and let's get this shit done, you guys. I want to see this sport be what it is for every single person, which is an individual journey to do better. That's how bodybuilding is, in my opinion. And whatever level you see that to be, and whatever level you think that needs to be fit, that's all fine and fucking dandy. Keep it to yourself. Change it. Do your own shit. Go get that level for yourself, and you won't ever feel the need to go talk shit on someone else's journey. All right? That's all I got to say today, you guys. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate you watching. I'll be back. Coach Rye is out. Just the